This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Now, the Mayor of the Douglas Shire, Julia Loy, is on the line. Firstly, very good morning, Julia. How are you going?
I'm very good. Wonderful weekend. I hope you had a great weekend too, Gazza.
I've got to say, I know we need a bit of rain and we'll talk about that in a moment, actually, in a few minutes. But a cracking weekend. So many things always going on. And, we have a bit of fun with the tin shed on a Sunday with the Fab FM Sunday session and the steam trains out and about. And it's just... there is that one word we use, which is paradise. So it's wonderful. And, of course, up in the Daintree for a quieter experience and all those things. Just love it. So always feel very privileged now to be living in the Douglas Shire. And some good news, Julia. One would assume $2.8 million contract, that's $1 million. That's to a very lucky business who have the task of repairing 76 different roads and pavements and other things that were damaged last year with all that rain and obviously with other events through the year. So one would assume that is good news for us.
Oh, look, it's fantastic news because one of the good things is that we're actually getting through all our repair works. As you probably know, we did have a significant damage because of all the weather events, the cyclones, the record flooding in Daintree as well. And so we've had over $17 million worth of damage. And obviously we do our absolute best to get funding for various aspects of that from what we call the Disaster Road Restoration Program. And so we have to work hard at identifying exactly where they are. You even have to prove what was the difference before and after these events. And so we've now... at the final stage of receiving the majority of that funding, this is for this aspect. This is for the road restoration aspect that we're just talking about. So we were really pleased last week at the council meeting to be able to award a contract to HEH Civil Proprietary Limited, and that's for an amount of up to $2,808,972. And as you've already described, that's for a total of 76 road assets that were damaged as a result of the events that we had early in the year.
We'll see people out busy working and repairing those damaged assets, as you say, no doubt in the near future. Now, I love this story because I've seen it happen in other areas and it's always such a good thing. You know, we sit down for Christmas Day with friends and family and sometimes it's easy to forget that, you know, some people... are on their own. They might have had a tough time and not be as well off as they would like to be. And there is this initiative, which I think has been ongoing, but there's renewed funding to use the Mossman Shire Hall and Douglas Shire Community Services Association venue for the next 3 years to allow people that are having a bit of a tough time to enjoy their Christmas day.
Look, yes, the Douglas Shire Community Services Association, they do an awesome job overall for our community. But initially, I think it might have started around 11 years ago to have a Christmas lunch. And so council have now entered into a three-year agreement, which allows them, without any payment, of course, we would never expect anyone to pay, to use the our community facilities for this type of event. But also we've contributed $500 to that. I know many people who volunteer their time to assist on that Christmas day. And, we do, as you've already said, there's a number of people in our community that really enjoy getting together with other people on Christmas Day if they don't have anyone else to spend that with. And, of course, with all the other programs that organisation provides, plus the Port Douglas Neighbourhood Centre, they also provide a number of programs for the most vulnerable in our community.
We spoke last time on our previous chat on the radio about not creating too much negative media and putting people off coming to the region, but we have to face up to the fact that we can potentially have cyclones. So we have this initiative called Know Your Risk. And I, as I understand it from council, you can get the Douglas Wallet Card USBs. But beyond that, I wasn't quite sure what they were. Maybe you could tell us, Julia.
Look, yes, we introduced this a number of years ago, I think not long after we first de-amalgamated, and it's a really great initiative. It's a USB stick that you can then put all your most critical documents on, so that in the event that you did lose everything, you actually have them all on in one place. So it's really popular. You can come into our office and get one. We also have a lot of information, of course, about how to prepare for the upcoming cyclone season. And as you've already said, Gazza, we certainly really want some rain. It's really critical. But we certainly don't particularly want the heavier rain that results in some of the damage that we've just been talking about.
We don't need it all in a 24-hour period, that's what we're saying. There are some dates and venues to get those USBs and a list of the various things that you should try and save on your USBs or in some shape or form on council website. And we'll put that on our Facebook too a little bit later on so people can see that. Yes, the rain. I know you have spoken to Paul last week about this, but let's remind people we are now in level 2 water restrictions, something that I guess has to be done at this stage. I was referring to my time in Mount Isa when we were on level 5, so there are others that are suffering more than us, but time to just be, you know, use a bit of common sense with the water, isn't it, Julia?
Look, what we're hoping that if everyone collaborates, if everyone complies with the water restrictions, then hopefully, like every year so far, the rain has come, but it has meant that in the intervening period, we have not run out of water for both our locals, of course, our residents, and of course, visitors as well. And so there's a lot of information about also how, tips on how you can actually save water. And of course, that will save you money overall as well. But it's pretty clear about the fact that our water intake levels have been dropping. We are experiencing a prolonged dry. And so I think most people really understand that it's just common sense. And no one wants to be in a situation where we get to a stage where we do run out of water. At the moment, we're on level 2. We don't know if we would have to go to level 3 like we did last year. We were only on level 3 for a week before the rains came in late 2018. But certainly we've got a lot of information if people are really interested. Lots of graphs in terms that they can track to see, you know, what the comparison is, for example, this year to last year. I know so many people, you know, they have their own rain gauges, so they're pretty aware of, you know, the lack of rain, and we only have to look outside to see that that's the case at the moment.
And again, details of level 2 water restrictions and what that means available on council website. We have that also from last week on our Facebook. You can scroll down and find that. And one other thing I've been talking about in the afternoons on my normal show, Julia, is being sensible, obviously, with the dry conditions in terms of obvious things like cigarette butts, you know, things that can cause fires, even glass that can act as a magnifying glass, just using common sense to make sure we don't end up in a situation as we've been seeing a little further south.
Well, that's a really good point, because it's really tragic when you find out and hear that some of the really catastrophic fires that have occurred in New South Wales, for example, and I think even in some parts of Queensland in the last week or so, could have been prevented. Just dreadful when it is perhaps a case of even deliberate arson or inadvertent fires that have started, as you say, from cigarette butts or just a bit of glass or, you know, the area in many parts of Australia is so dry at the moment that I think everyone really needs to have a second sense about making sure that they don't contribute to any fire.
Very true. Talking to Douglas Shire Mayor, Julia Loy. Now, again, this was covered with Paul last week. It was a bit of a sort of a, I suppose, an exclusive that we got in there quickly with this one. But just a reminder, with Carnival coming up relatively soon because the months are flying by, and Spiderbait, the big headline act, which is certainly very exciting. For those that missed it last week or that maybe were away, just a quick reminder, Julia.
Look, we were really thrilled to announce that we've got Spiderbait coming for our Tropic Rock concert in Carnival. I think that's on the 23rd of May. You can actually jump onto our website and get tickets right now if you want to. The feedback has been great. People really love Spiderbait, and I know they have awesome concerts. People go from our area to many other parts of Queensland or even Australia and the major cities to see Spiderbait. So one of the most fantastic things about our Tropic Rock concert is that it's a concert right here in the Douglas Shire at Rexmoor Park, right in Port Douglas.
Fabulous stuff. Look forward to it, actually. A chance to nominate for the Australia Day Awards. That's sort of coming round quickly again. And I think you wanted to just remind people that they need to, you know, those quiet heroes in the background that do amazing things, a chance for them to be celebrated and be nominated.
Yes, look, it is a really important day that we have. We combine our Australia Day Douglas Shire Awards, of course, with the Citizens ceremony that is also really well attended on the 26th of January each year. The nominations close are coming out really quickly in terms of the closing date, and that's this coming Friday, the 22nd of November at 4:30. Now, I'd really love to encourage everyone to nominate people. There's a number of categories, and we have so many people in this community who are unsung heroes. They're people who go over and beyond, and it's always the people who are doing things for others that are the ones that don't want the recognition or don't feel that they do anything over anyone else. But it's important that their friends, families, the organisations they're involved with, even if it's an individual that has done something really special, please nominate them, because they're role models for others. And once we celebrate them, I know that it's such a good feel day, and it's so important in Douglas Shire because we have so many volunteers. For a small population, it's quite extraordinary. So I just want to quickly let everyone know again what the award categories are. There's Douglas Shire Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year, and that's age 25 years or under, Volunteer of the Year. There's an Arts and Cultural Award, Environmental Achievement Award, Senior Sports Award, Junior Sports Award. And all the details are on our website. It's a simple form to fill in, and I would really love to see lots and lots of nominations to consider. So thank you.
Certainly agree with that. That deadline again this Friday, this coming Friday at 4:30, but close of play pretty much. Any other things you'd like to bring up on Fab this morning, Julie?
Look, what I could let people know, we did put out some a bit of a media release about this, I think last week. We've got some really exciting consultations happening for a proposed lagoon in Port Douglas, and they're going to be taking place on Wednesday, the 11th of December. And they will be at the Port Douglas Community Hall at 10 a.m. to 12 noon, at 2 o'clock to 4 p.m, and then an evening session at 5:30 to 7:30. So you probably know we put out a concept some weeks ago, and so now we've got the fellow that's produced and assisted us with that concept, Philip Johnson, a renowned landscaper. He's got amazing credentials, and he will be here in Port Douglas, and we're really hoping that a lot of people will come along, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, give us input. The whole lagoon sort of proposed project is something that's been a lot of discussion and debate over many years. We think now that we've got some real possibility of achieving that, but the very first step is this consultation.
And the man that has all that creativity in his head is here. You said that's on the 11th of December. What was the venue again, just to remind?
Port Douglas Community Hall.
Okay, simple as that. Well, yep. Chance to get involved and find out more. Julia Loy, thank you very much for your time today. Good to catch up with you again. And no doubt you and I will chat sometime in the future. But for now, thank you.
No, thanks. You have a great week, Keza. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Mayor Julia Loy.